And if you're just tuning in, this is Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music. In the 1980s, few musicians matched the consistent brilliance and staggering fame of Prince.
I knew a girl named Nikki, I guess you could say she was a sex fiend.
Yes, we are playing that Prince song. Prince earned legions of young fans back then, including one doting girl in California named Maya Rudolph. Rudolph went on to find fame herself as a cast member on Saturday Night Live and the co-star of the film Bridesmaids. And now, Maya Rudolph's fulfilling a bit of a childhood dream. Together with her college friend Gretchen Lieberum, she's formed a Prince cover band called Princess.
Took me to a castle and I just couldn't believe my eyes. She had so many devices, everything that money could buy.
This is from their performance on NBC's Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, with the show's house band The Roots backing them up. Anyway, Maya Rudolph says she discovered Prince at an impressionable age.
I think I was 9. My cousin Ingrid came out to stay with us from Chicago. She was significantly older. And she brought the Dirty Mind record. And I remember dancing in socks, like on the rug and like on the bed. And it was just the jammiest, jam, funkiest. I don't know, I just never really heard that before. I fell in love with Prince when I saw Purple Rain. That's really what cracked it wide open.
You guys were both, what, around 12 when that record came out?
Yes, I was 11.
Yeah,
11.
I'm far older. I was 12.
I remember hearing When Doves Cry for the first time and just being like, what was that?
What happened?
Mommy, mommy, I'm scared and excited.
All right, Purple Rain comes out in 1984. Let's fast forward 6 years. We'll get back to Prince in a bit because the two of you meet at college, right? You both went to Santa Cruz, UC Santa Cruz, and you formed a band.
Yeah,
we sure did.
And so when did this idea come about to reform a band, and not just any band? The band is called...
Princess.
Well, it was Gretchen's idea, and I think it came from many years of when I was working at Saturday Night Live and after I'd had my oldest daughter, Pearl. And there were definitely years where it was just really hard to be a parent and to continue my lifelong dream of being on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. It's a grind, right? It's like 6 days a week, right?
It's technically 6.5 because, yeah. you know, the show ends at 1 in the morning on Sunday, and then you're a zombie. But
you sleep
yeah.
all day Sunday, and you're back at work on Monday.
Yeah. But I loved it. It's just hard to be completely devoted when you have an infant.
Yeah.
So I remember standing out back at my house, and Gretchen said, you know, whenever you're ready, if you decide that you're done with Saturday Night Live, we can start that Prince cover band we always wanted to and call it Princess. I was like, I just looked at her like... Morris, you're a genius.
And now you're not just a Prince cover band. You're like the ultimate Prince cover band because your band is The Roots. It's Questlove from The Roots.
He is sometimes.
No, not always. Not we always have an LA band as well.
Yeah, it came about very easily and organically due to my Saturday Night Live family. You know, I knew I was going to do Jimmy Fallon, and I emailed my buddy Mike Shoemaker, who's a producer at the show, and said, what about if my Prince cover band Princess plays and The Roots are our backup band? He said, email Questlove, and I did, and he said, yes, times 12.
So now this is a real thing. This is not a joke. I have seen
no
your performances.
Joke.
You guys are
it
really...
It ain't no joke.
This is not... This is real. Are you going to cut a record of Prince covers?
That's a little tricky.
I don't know. I mean, this is really just coming from a place of love, like, hands down. Like, we love this music, and we love singing it.
We're doing it purely for fun, and we've been singing these songs for 20 years together for an audience of zero.
Well,
and
technically two, but yes, an audience of zero.
I want to ask you about a particular moment at the end of Prince's version of Darling Nikki. And let me play that for a second.
Emma, Emma,
Okay, that's Prince's vocals running backwards. And I understand that you guys have memorized how to do that live. Would you mind giving us a little sample of that?
I didn't know I was going to be singing today. I sound like a she-male.
Do you want to try it?
Don't look at me.
I'm not looking at you.
It's so
fun. Okay.
Wow, that is amazing. That is Prince singing backwards. Does Prince know about you guys?
Apparently he does. A little birdie told us that he does.
He thinks we're funny.
Huh.
I was worried.
That he would hate you and he would send you cease and desist letters.
I mean, what we do, it's funny. There's a comedic element to it, of course. It's two women.
Yeah.
It's two women singing these raunchy songs, and it's definitely funny. But our love of the music is not funny. It's very dead serious.
Yeah, I mean,
So I was hoping that he would get that.
Music is the kind of thing you just have to do because it feels good. To me, this music makes me so happy. That's truly why you're doing it.
That's Maya Rudolph and Gretchen Lieberman. Together, they are Princess. That's a Prince cover band. And let's leave with a classic Prince song. Your choice. What do you guys want to hear?
Oh, that's like asking me to name my favorite child. Honestly, one of my all-time favorite songs that we've been trying to play live, which is really hard, is Something in the Water Does Not Compute.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Perfect.
And if you'd like to hear Princess in rehearsal with The Roots, we've got a few tracks at our website, nprmusic.org.
Some people tell me I got great legs. Can't figure out why you make me bad. Does not compute. Does not compute.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News, I'm Guy Raz. And as some of you may know, tomorrow is my last show as host of this program. I'll be back on the radio in March of next year as the host of the new NPR collaboration with the people behind TED Talks. It's called the TED Radio Hour. This program is back on the radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.